Hello, Just Bob here, and it is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to another episode of Just a Podcast. Now, as I'm recording this, it is 6:41 p.m. on Saturday, April the 3rd, and I just returned from the Welsh Sound Facility in Kearneysville, West Virginia, where I helped to MC the live stream show featuring bands from the Let There Be Rock School of the Panhandle. It was a benefit with proceeds going to the Boys and Girls Club of the Panhandle. And gotta tell you, it was a lot of fun. If you missed the show, you can catch it on the Bob Rocks Facebook page. The live stream is up right now. You can go and check it out. And of course, you can put in your donations at any time. That's not something that's just available during the show itself. It is something you can do at any time. And of course, Boys and Girls Club, making a difference in the lives of a lot of kids and doing it locally in the Eastern Panhandle. So definitely a lot of fun. Got a chance to see the Welsh Sound facility, and it's quite impressive. A great big massive warehouse. They have plenty of storage. They have light and sound and video capability. And it was a real treat for me to see the bands. You know, the bands comprised of children who are students at the Let There Be Rock School, and just a fantastic job. You know, I mean, some of these kids, if they want to, are going to maybe be professional musicians someday. You know, you get started young. And we talked a little bit during the show about just what poise they had, you know, because we've seen them, of course. Bands from the Let There Be Rock School have performed at Shiley Acres, and they have performed at our Christmas spectaculars over the years. And I was always very impressed, especially at that age. You know, I started playing music when I was 14, 15, and formed my first band when I was 16. And first couple of gigs, there was no poise to be found. I mean, I was scared half to death. And my bandmates were too. Of course, we didn't have a resource like the Let There Be Rock School. We didn't have a place to go to learn how to be in a band. And that's part of the curriculum there. You know, it's not just a music school, although they do teach music, but they also teach how to be in a band and how to perform on stage and how to get up in front of an audience. You know, for me, that was something I had to learn the hard way, and it was a tough lesson. You know, I have stage fright. You know, as a part of my job on the radio, I'm sometimes called upon to, you know, to do announcements and stuff like that at live shows. And I enjoy seeing live bands, but getting up in front of an audience and talking just scares me to death. And it's a thing that I'm working to overcome, working hard to overcome, but there have been times, you know, at places like Shiley Acres, which was a place that I loved being. I loved seeing shows there. I loved meeting you people there. Loved meeting the people that love the station and who love the music. And with a host like Greg Shiley, who treated everyone like a part of his family. You know, even in such an arms open environment, I still had tremendous anxiety, and you know, it's one of those things. I kind of feel like you have to just sort of do it, and overcome it. And that's something that I'm sure I will get the opportunity to do again, as opposed to getting on stage with an instrument in your hands, or for me, sitting behind a drum kit. You know, I always felt in control behind a drum kit. You know, I could talk to the audience behind the drum kit, and I could be witty, and I could be funny, and it was effortless, you know, because if things went bad, well, then you just start the next song. You know, for me as a radio person, if I'm told, you know, you need to get up there and fill a couple minutes until the next band is ready to play, if I say something stupid and the audience turns on me, not that that's ever happened and not that I've ever seen that happen to anybody at a show that we've done, but that's what anxiety is. It makes you worry about things that probably won't come to pass. And that's one of those things where I have kind of had that condition my whole life, but I never really knew what it was until I became an adult. You know, public speaking was never easy for me. There was time, like when I was in college, and I would have to present a report in front of the class, and I would have to, you know, college lecture halls, you know, they're like little amphitheaters. You know, the seats kind of rise up away from the front, and you're all alone down there. It's very intimidating. And I have the utmost respect for teachers who are able to stand in front of a class on a regular basis and do their job. You know, that's something that I could probably learn to do. I think it would be very difficult for me at first, as opposed to being on the radio. You know, like right now, obviously this is being recorded and it's not live. You're not hearing it as I'm doing it. Like I said, it is April 3rd, just before 7 p.m. I'm going to edit this podcast. I'm going to turn it in. And that's still a few days. So it's going to be a minimum 3 or 4 days from now when you hear this. You know, when I'm doing the morning show, you're hearing me live, and I'm fully cognizant that I'm speaking to, thousands of people at a time, and I'm not fazed by it. Probably because I'm alone in a room talking into a microphone, which is exactly what I'm doing right now. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, the aspect of seeing the audience in front of you, you know, and of course I've had occasions, even in my capacity as a radio person, where I've done a live stage thing and it's gone well, you know, but that's the anxiety talks to you, you know, and you go up there and you go down great. But that little voice in your head says afterwards, oh, that was a fluke. That won't happen again. That won't happen next time. You know, they're gonna let you know what they really think of you next time. You know, it's ridiculous, but it's the way our minds work. And I have decided that for me, it's something that I want to overcome. You know, you get the anxiety portion of it. I'm pretty social phobic as well. I have a lot of trouble. I mean, I'm okay dealing with people one-on-one, but like in groups, you know. And to be truthful, this job has made me a whole lot better at it because I've gotten a lot of practice, you know, like when I do a remote and I have a chance to meet the nation. It's a different story, you know, and I'm constantly amazed and grateful for the warm reception that I've gotten from people, you know, people that listen to this station, and that's great. It's made my job a lot easier. I'm just not a natural extrovert, you know, and so it's something you need to work at. And it is, I guess, a little weird and maybe kind of ironic that I wound up in radio. But, you know, the thing of it is, I really do love what I do. And I love just about every aspect of it. The public speaking piece, you know, in front of audiences, I do have trouble with that. But it's something that it's another skill that I'd like to master. You know, when I started in radio, I didn't have much experience at audio editing. You know, I went to broadcasting school and I learned how to do it there, but I didn't really have the ability to practice. Audio editing software was not as common. This was, you know, 20 plus years ago. It was 20 years ago. Yeah, so I went to school in 2001. I graduated in early 2002. And so nowadays you can go on the internet and you can download freeware programs for audio editing, but back then you didn't have that option, and stuff was really expensive. But I got lucky because the software that my school used was a program called Cool Edit Pro, and that program was bought out by Adobe and re-released under the name Adobe Audition. And when I was hired by Verstandig, I was shown the production facilities, and the audio editing software that we used here then and now is Adobe Audition. So I already knew how to run the software. And when I was working here part-time the first couple years that I was here, I was on an overnight shift. And so not a lot going on. Didn't have to talk that often. So I had a lot of downtime. And in my downtime, I would come into the same room that I'm standing in right now to record this. This is our production studio. And I would record things and I would edit them. I would practice, you know, practice like when I started playing drums, I practiced hours at a time a day, several hours a day. And it was the same thing with that. When I wanted to get better at editing, I practiced it for several hours at a time. And now I feel like I'm pretty good at it. You know, it's kind of second nature. And I think for like public speaking and stuff like that, it's the same. If I'm in a position where I'm able to practice that, put it to use, you know. So if you've got something that you are uncomfortable about doing, then I hope you're able to have the opportunity to work at it and improve yourself. I find that a skill that is acquired under stress, you know, under stressful conditions, is a skill that's more valued. You know, I think you're going to hold it in a higher regard because it took a greater amount of effort to acquire. And I think it's a skill that when you use it, it's going to be that much more. You know, it's going to be like a little victory. And, you know, you may have had an experience like that. You know, I've had a few other things of that nature where I thought, you know, I cannot do this, and then I did it. I stepped up, you know. I went to court and I had nobody there for me, and I made it through. You know, it was incredibly stressful, as it is for everybody, I'm sure. I rode alone on an airplane not that long ago, and I talked about this on a previous Just a Podcast, but it was, you know, not quite as stressful as it might have been, but it still was very stressful to me, and I made it through. And I remember thinking afterwards, you know, wow, I might actually do that again sometime. You know, so just something to think about. Maybe put into practice if you can. If you want to share your story with me, I'm easy to reach. Of course, you can get a hold of me weekday mornings in the studio. 800-756-1015 is the call or text number. You can email me, justbob@1015bobrocks.com. Find me on Facebook. Send me a message. Because I'd love to know, you know, if you've had an experience like that. That's it for this episode of Just a Podcast. I want to thank you most sincerely for joining me and hope you will again next time.